We're going to open with a blessing from Mayor Enfield.
Let us pray. Dear God of freedom, we gather on this sunny April day to break ground on a dream that a community in a small town in the breadbasket of the world can vision a new tomorrow of homegrown leadership and community service afresh in a country increasingly shouldering the responsibility of freedom across the globe. May this dirt we turn over be the start of a healing process where those who serve us in our nation's armed services find at home embrace, applause, uplift, belonging, and a network to a new opportunity to serve, work, and live locally and regionally to the betterment of us all. To all who dream the dream, to all who fundraise this project, sacrifice time, talent, and treasure, to all who have seen the need to help heal our nation, beginning here at home, with the armed service veterans of this great nation who will come to this new facility to be built. We give you thanks, O Lord, our Maker, our Redeemer. Amen.
Thank you. We're glad you could all make it today. It's a great day for this area. A little chilly, a little windy, but it could be a lot worse. So today, April 22nd, 2015, is a milestone. Today, April 22nd, 2015, is a milestone to our veteran community, past, present, and future. It is a ceremonial stride of making the dream of our new building a reality. With a simple gesture of digging dirt, it symbolizes the first step in the actual construction of the Waverly Area Veterans Post. Today is a result of many people and of our individual veteran communities coming together to show a desire for unity, hope, and survival. This hope is shared by young and old, men and women, veterans and non-veterans. Each one of you should feel an immense sense of pride and accomplishment. This is a very large step for our veteran community. It is a small step in the footprint of servicing our veterans, and we will strive to continue that effort. This is only the beginning. Today begins a journey that will outlast all of us, but will serve many, many more for what we are grateful. We will have a need for your continued commitment and support as time goes on. Today is a day that many of us have been waiting and working for. We want to say thank you for all your efforts in making this project a reality. And also, we know it is the first day in the long journey to make our Veterans Service Center a viable and reliable resource for our veterans. With that, thank you. This is such a unique facility. Very innovative. It's the first one in our state that we've been able to do this, and we are really looking forward to providing some tremendous services as a veteran service center here. With that, I'll turn it over to Mayor Chuck Enfield for a few comments, and then after that, we'll have General Curly Haltman.
As mayor, I watched this effort, project, mature and blossom. Future generations will forget our names, but they will not forget that they are important to freedom because of this building to be built. They will know that at the heart of Waverly is an embrace by its citizens of its citizens who have served and serve a troubled world where perceived right and wrong get tragically mixed up with love and well-being. The human spirit must be free, but it's a freedom meant to love. May this veterans building carry on our community's most noble instincts to be one community, one people of celebration of the goodness of life, one population enjoying life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. May weddings anniversaries, family reunions, graduations, local achievements and triumphs be held here in this building to come. Because our veterans are not only us, but us here to serve in the celebration of the goodness of life as a uniting force in this growing town that we love so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. Next, we'll have General Curley Haltman give us a few comments.
Well, I only want to say hello to you as a neighbor all my life, but never have I been more proud as a neighbor as I am today. Our good mayor has said it all, and I, in no way could I repeat or what he has said and the challenge. We served together, all of us in this audience today, and especially you guys and gals who have served our country, not just in the military, but in so many capacities of life. And now we have served one more time, and the next time we get together will be in this building that will be here on this plot of ground. So I thank you as a neighbor, and I salute you. God bless you all.
Thank you, General. As Curley mentioned, I think the next time we'll all be together will be for our grand opening. And our motto has been, "Where patriots gather." And this will be, all of you are patriots, whether you're a veteran or a non-veteran. And it will be a significant adventure for us. So thank you all for coming.